And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 24 degrees in Atlantic. We'll look for occasional light snow today and mainly through about midday. Otherwise, cloudy, high around 38. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. The Ottoman City Council is expected to formally issue an order tonight that would remove longtime City Clerk Laura Hansen from her current holdover position, file the order with her, and send the order to her via certified mail. The action and subsequent appointing of Jan Roberts as interim City Clerk will take place during the Council's meeting in the Memorial Hall City Hall building. The meeting begins at 7 p.m. Additional related action will include the Council directing Mayor Sam Kaufman to advertise for the full-time position of City Clerk in Audubon. The City Clerk issue has been ongoing for city leaders in Audubon since their decision not to reappoint Hansen was made during their meeting on January 13th. Up to and beyond that meeting, there have been numerous legal missteps taken by the Council which have resulted in numerous requests for electronic or other records, and the very real possibility of legal action against individual members of the Council for alleged violations of Iowa's open meetings and open records laws. In other business, the Ottoman City Council, upon the advice of interim City Attorney David Wiederstein, is expected to table action on an agenda item calling for a public hearing on the proposed condemnation of 408 Market Street. The Council may also table a resolution to accept a purchase agreement for the same property upon the attorney's advice. If those matters are tabled, they will come up again during the Council's work session on March 31st. News time is 8:02.
This is Alan Josephson from the TV Star in Atlantic, your local Dish authorized retailer. You've heard about the Hopper system from Dish, but you don't know what it is. Stop at the TV Store, where we have a Hopper demo system installed for you to see how easy it is for you to experience the best in TV entertainment. We will show you how you can pause live TV, record with Primetime anytime, use AutoHop to automatically skip through commercials, and use the new Dish Explorer app to find your favorite programming. With an internet connection, you can also access your favorite apps, including Facebook. The Hopper even has Bluetooth capability, so you can listen to your programming on wireless headphones while everyone else is sleeping. How cool is that? The Hopper is more than just watching TV. Stop at the TV Store at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic to see and hear the amazing Hopper system from Dish. Record ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC plus two additional channels. Feature must be enabled by customer. AutoHop only available for playback the next day of select primetime shows on ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC, and must be enabled by customer.
Well, with winter weather mostly behind us, Iowans need to get in the mindset to be prepared for different potential weather dangers that are associated with spring, like hail, lightning, flash flooding, and tornadoes. Jeff Johnson, the warning coordination meteorologist of the National Weather Service in Johnston, says today, Monday, marks the start of Severe Weather Awareness Week in Iowa, and one key element will be a statewide tornado drill Wednesday morning.
We'll have a watch at 10, followed by a tornado warning at about 10:15. It's an excellent time to exercise your home plan, if you have it, or your school response to a tornado, or your business response.
Each day this week will focus on different types of severe weather, including flash flooding, severe thunderstorms, developing a family emergency plan, and how watches and warnings have changed in recent years. Johnson says 2013 was another unusual year, as Iowa had very few tornadoes.
The numbers were inflated a little bit from that event in early October, particularly in northwest Iowa. But if you took that out, if you take out that event in Belmont, which occurred, which we had seven tornadoes in the Belmont area back in June of last year, it was very quiet. Even with those two events, we only had in the upper 20s for tornadoes.
Iowa averages 48 tornadoes per year, but recorded 120 twisters in 2004. Johnson says it's difficult to predict what kind of year will be ahead, especially after such a cold, snowy winter.
It all depends on where the weather patterns set up in April, May, and June. You know, what we're going to see. I mean, I always tell everybody, be prepared for the worst, and we're going to have severe weather at some point. We're going to have, you know, tornadic storms, flash flooded storms, you know, large hail and wind.
This month, the National Weather Service will hold storm spotter classes across Iowa. The classes offer you information about cloud development, how to spot tornadoes, and more. You can learn more about Severe Weather Awareness Week and the spotter classes at www.weather.gov/DMX. Well, researchers say bugs are developing resistance to the widely popular genetically engineered corn plants that make their own insecticide, so farmers may have to make changes. The Lincoln Journal Star in Nebraska reports that cases of rootworms eating roots of so-called BT corn have been confirmed in Nebraska, Iowa, Illinois, South Dakota, and Minnesota. Iowa State University researchers say rootworms have developed resistance to two of the four genetic traits in corn plants that are engineered to kill rootworms. Iowa State professor Aaron Gassman said the problem isn't widespread yet, but farmers and seed companies should consider changing their approaches to pest control. In areas where BT corn has failed to control rootworms, farmers turn to insecticides. The USDA says 76% of all corn last year planted was BT corn. A new statue of Iowa's Norman Borlaug will be unveiled in the U.S. Capitol tomorrow. The statue will be one of two representing Iowa in the Capitol's National Statuary Hall, and it will be officially installed on the 100th anniversary of Borlaug's birth. Borlaug was a Cresco native who won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1970 for his role in combating world hunger. Donations from DuPont Pioneer and an anonymous individual covered the statue's roughly $268,000 cost. Borlaug statue replaces one of former U.S. Senator James Harlan, who also served as Interior Secretary. The Harlan statue will be sent to Mount Pleasant, Iowa, to be displayed at Iowa Wesleyan Community College. Harlan once served as that school's president. Well, company officials say the fire-damaged turkey plant in Storm Lake is expected to remain closed through tomorrow. Saturday night's blaze caused a portion of the roof to collapse at the Hillshire Brands plant. One firefighter was injured but was soon released after treatment at a hospital. Fire crews from four departments were sent to the plant, which employs about 600 people. The cause of the fire was under investigation. Officials in the central Iowa town of Tama are optimistic that an idle beef processing plant will reopen soon and add hundreds of jobs. The Times-Republican reports that the former Tama pack facility is expected to reopen as Iowa premium beef sometime this year once remodeling is complete. Tama Mayor Dan Zimmerman says he's optimistic about the company's prospects, although the timing of the reopening remains uncertain. Company officials and local economic development officials declined to discuss the project's timeline. The plant is expected to employ 600 people when it's fully operational. It'll focus on custom processing and specialty brands. Zimmerman says the plant will be a big boost to the local economy. Elsewhere in the news, the outgoing chairman of Iowa's Republican Party supports legalizing the medical use of marijuana. GOP Chairman A.J. Spiker wrote an opinion column in the Des Moines Sunday Register arguing that Republicans should support medical marijuana. Spiker said doctors know better than politicians what treatments are needed. He submitted his resignation earlier this month, and a vote on his replacement is scheduled for March the 29th. Spiker plans to work for U.S. Senator Paul Rand during Paul Rand's Political Action Committee. Rand Paul is a potential 2016 presidential candidate, and Spiker had previously backed Paul's father, former Texas Congressman Ron Paul. All Republicans vying for their party's U.S. Senate nomination will consider Obamacare to be the GOP's strongest weapon against Congressman Bruce Braley, the only Democrat running for Iowa's U.S. Senate seat this year. But Braley is still touting the Affordable Care Act, Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
President Obama issued a statement Sunday to mark the fourth anniversary of the Affordable Care Act. Republican Senate candidate Joni Ernst has a different name for it.
Bruce Braley's Obamacare.
Candidate Sam Clovis says Obamacare will be ugly for Braley.
He was the last person to speak on the floor of the House before the Affordable Care Act was passed.
But Braley isn't backing away from the law.
I think Democrats need to do a better job of telling the story of the people whose lives have been positively changed by the Affordable Care Act.
52% of the Iowans surveyed in December by Quinnipiac University said they were less likely to support a candidate who supports the Affordable Care Act. The Quinnipiac March survey of Iowans found Braley leading the Republican candidates in head-to-head matchups by between 9 to 13 points. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And in world headlines, searchers have now pulled eight bodies from the tangled sludge of a landslide in rural Washington state, but hopes of finding many more survivors is dwindling. A Snohomish County fire chief said there are no signs of life coming from the site. Chief Travis Hutz said the mud is like quicksand, making it difficult to search all areas of the site. Still, he says crews are in search and rescue mode and not recovery mode. Some 30 homes were destroyed by the mudslide. Ships are converging on floating objects spotted today by Australian and Chinese planes in the southern Indian Ocean. The location is close to where multiple satellites have detected possible remains of the lost Malaysia Airlines plane. One ship is carrying equipment to detect the plane's black box. However, Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott cautions the objects could be just flotsam. Ukraine's new government has ordered its troops to withdraw from Crimea after days of wavering on the matter. Russian troops have been systematically seizing Ukrainian ships and military installations in Crimea since annexing the territory last week. Today, Russian forces took control of a naval base. Ukraine's defense ministry says as many as 80 of its troops were detained on site, while two wounded servicemen were taken captive. KJAN News Time is 8:11.
This is Alan Josephson from the TV Star Atlantic, your local Dish authorized retailer. You've heard about the Hopper system from Dish, but you don't know what it is. Stop at the TV store where we have a Hopper demo system installed for you to see how easy it is for you to experience the best in TV entertainment. We will show you how you can pause live TV, record with Primetime anytime, use AutoHop to automatically skip through commercials, and use the new Dish Explorer app to find your favorite programming. With an internet connection, you can also access your favorite apps, including Facebook. The Hopper even has Bluetooth capability, so you can listen to your programming on wireless headphones while everyone else is sleeping. How cool is that? The Hopper is more than just watching TV. Stop at the TV store at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic to see and hear the amazing Hopper system from Dish. Record ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC plus two additional channels. Feature must be enabled by customer. AutoHop only available for playback the next day of select primetime shows on ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC, and must be enabled by customer.
In the funeral announcements, Milo Sorensen, age 87, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Memorial services for Milo Sorensen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. G. Lyle Wittrup, age 89, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Lyle Wittrup will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Sylvia Geezer, age 91, of Westphalia, died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Sylvia Geezer will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ralph Jorgensen, age 79, of Kimbleton, died Thursday in Omaha. Funeral services for Ralph Jorgensen will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Anna Margaret Stanley, age 94, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Anna Stanley will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Phyllis Ely, age 72, of Lyman, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. A funeral service for Phyllis Ely will be held Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Bruce Yarger, age 87, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Services for Bruce Yarger are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home. Mary Byers, age 82, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Services for Mary Byers are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Mary Coughlin, age 81, of Elliott, died Saturday. Funeral services for Mary Coughlin are currently pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. And Rodney Schuler, age 56, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Services for Rodney Schuler are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news and funeral announcements brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Henson reporting.